like an open air or something, and you're playing to the gods, you know, and to the stars, yeah. Or even playing to
people who have never seen you before. You see, I think you're right, that any stage performance now of an ordinary sort visually will never be top, because we all remember, I mean, and you better than I.
Okay, so what's the use of an audience? The use of an audience is for out of sheer charity to play to them because you love them, or for you to collect ticket money, or for to get a reaction between you for the sake of your show.
Yes.
But look, the thing is then, that's presuming that we're not enough for a show.
Yeah,
that does
so
presuppose
bad,
that
know,
there's not enough in the four of us. You've really got to pan off onto a postman.
The whole point about the audience is to give you something to perform. But
equally, once you get on a stage, you are performers, and you've got to have someone to do it to, of some sort, either the camera or real people, I think.
Well, empty chairs would be much more dramatic. I mean, 20,000 empty chairs.
Looks like they haven't bought any tickets.
No, but the thing is, no one's going to sort of think that, like. Yeah. You know, no one's going to think they haven't bought any tickets. It'll just be they've done it to 20,000
chairs. And also, people are wondering what kind of audience you have now, you know. And it should be like invisible, nameless, everybody in the world, you know, instead of some teenager or something. And they say, oh, so they still have this kind of teenage audience. Or if you have costume people, you say, oh, those are the audience now. It's very dangerous, you know. Like now you have audience in every heart in the world, you see. So it's very bad to limit it.
Joe's, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're doing two anyway, aren't we? Yes. We're taping. Yeah. The show's like on the Sunday and the Monday or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we could. It splits the idea a bit. Mm. It means that we're going to do half of two ideas.
Yeah. I think it'd be better in the end we arrive at one. I think the idea of just doing one idea, choosing one photograph and going with that one.
But we are doing two shows. I mean, and the one idea could be to play one night. Yeah, to silence, and the next night to those chairs filled.
Yeah, they saw a nice.
But you see, then partly the documentary is playing in silence. I mean, I know it's not for an audience, but it's going to be the same thing.
But I think
we haven't just played. We've any number we've done at the moment. We've tried, if we noticed the camera on us, to ignore it.
Yes.
The performance.
See, also, I in a
might
funny
be
way.
Two. It should be like two cameras or two audience or. Mm-hmm. To something. Yeah.
But the people who are watching the TV doesn't want to see an audience, unless the audience is terribly different, you know.
That's
like
what I mean.
Everybody's
that's what I, but I think the audience could be different.
Formal wear, you know, queens
also,
and kings
yeah,
coming to see it.
The only negative thought I have is they're not switching on to see the audience.
Yeah. They're going to think it's a very poetic situation. And they know that the Beatles are
a really real scene.
In other words, you have to announce in the newspaper saying that it's going to be a real alive.
Yeah, I think that'll happen anyway.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, it'll be a crazy scene, like everybody queuing for it and everything.
I'm not against
Albert Hall. I just think it slightly smells of a few years ago.
Yeah.
The Shea Stadium, there's wherever there has been.
All right, say anything, and it will slightly smell like either a few years ago or less than a few years ago, because they topped it, you know.
Unless it was a location.
Yeah, that is so strange.
I'm not particularly supporting this idea, but it is an idea that we can then say no to and go away from if we can top it. But it is a location which is marvellous in itself by the sea.
Mm. But look, that has to be in England. An outdoor scene has to be in England, because... We've decided we're not going abroad.
I don't think it's practical to do it in England. It's too bloody cold.
Right, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But we have decided as a definite decision
that
we're not going abroad, so we should sort of rule that out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even sort of two-way. Should we go abroad? We definitely said no to that.
Literally in your back garden.
Riverboat shuttle.
Which would be much too freezing on your hands.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, okay, so we're all... You know, prepared to do it with an audience, but what Yorker says, right? You know that You can't just have the same old audience the same old scene so much. It's not even the same old audience. If it was the same old audience and we were all naked when they came in, then that would be a different scene, you know.
I think she's totally right about that. I mean, that's one of my big points.
I mean, what can you do that's new with him? You see different faces. You've seen the postman. We've seen, the turban.
We shouldn't really try to do anything with the audience.
Yeah,
because the audience is the audience. You know, it's them and they've come in. It's us that's doing the show, you know.
Then we ought
you'd
to
never get that together, you know, that would be like half-assed idea.
Or totally assed. But
it would be nice though.
I think the thing is then
not really, you know.
Then we've got to find.
Unless it really worked, it would be frustrating.
Because if I were in New York and if I watched Hey Jude, that program TV, you know, I would think my interpretation would be that those people around them who were sort of climbing up and starting to sing with them and all that were just hired people, you know. If I think that, then it's okay. But if I thought that they were true audience, you know, then I think, oh, so now people don't think of Beatles as too much, you know. Because all the image that everybody in the world has about Beatles is that once if there's an audience, they're going to be frantic and pulling their clothes and tearing it away and all that.
The good thing is that we can completely create another image. Create and preserve the image of your choice.
Yes.
So if we can just think of an image how we'd like to be, and then we make it that one, which could be, you know, anything. We could just be like a nightclub act or, you know, anything, just the smoochy low lights and about 10 people. Well, that's why I thought like a ballroom, you know, if we did go right back, right round the circle and did it purely like a dance, you know, like come to the Tower Ballroom, there's a dance on. You know, oh, incidentally, that we'll be the band that, you know. And then we go on and we play all the numbers and we play it like we play a dance without trying to sort of announce anything. And just, you know, there's a fast one, there's a slow one, and everyone, like, dances. And there's, you know, there might be a fight or there might be the kind of things that happened at dances, you know. Yeah. Or it might be a very sedate, quiet dance and there might be...
Yeah.
But just that idea...
See, but not the local dance band.
Yeah.
Would it you wear, would you not? But you just not. So that's going to be very hard to
we
achieve.
Can discover or
something. Exactly. I was thinking. I could put you
on
to someone.
Long and all that. For anything then like that, we're going to have to artificially create a thing then. I mean, we are anyway in a film studio talking about building around. You know, so we're going to build something so that we shouldn't just try and build something like the Tower Ballroom because we could go to the Tower Ballroom.
Think of it in terms of somebody else, you know, like say Richard Burton, okay, he was playing in a regular theater, right? And the thing is, now if he wants to revive that situation, he has to have a fixed audience. We don't want to see Richard Burton, you know, sort of performing on a stage with a fixed audience. No matter what kind of audience, it's going to look crummy. But the thing is that what he is a legend, you know, so that seeing him in his own private boat or, you know, or just seeing him shaving or something even is much more dignified than seeing him perform to a fixed audience. Do you see that point? That's why it's better to show you in, you know, your private home or George or something. All this is much better than fixed audience, you know.
Perhaps we should do it to a different sort of audience. Perhaps we should do it in the Royal Academy or the Tate Gallery.
That makes much more sense, maybe.
With nobody there except the pictures.
Or
use human beings as audience. What do you replace them with, apart from animals? I mean,
well, nothing that would sustain for an hour.
Dogs.
I don't
think. I mean, to see a private home of Paul McCartney or George.
But we could fit that in the documentary.
It is a bit like the Bridget that thing, though. I know it would turn out nothing like it, but did you see that?
No.
And she takes the audience down to Saint-Tropez.
Yeah,
sings a tune over her front gate.
Yeah.
And walking around the pool.